Now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Perry, there were some infections when fillers were inserted in, is it Washington or Oregon? And it was with a strange bacteria, so you'd think the vials of the filler got contaminated. What sayest thou?
What sayest me? Well, hi, Mike. It's interesting. Fillers, we're talking about wrinkle fillers, by the way, and these are some of the most common procedures now in not just plastic surgery, but dermatology, stretching out all over the world, Mike. So many people, millions and millions a year, get fillers. So, thinking that it's so popular, you'd think that there would be very few problems, right? I mean, that's how things get popular. But it turns out that infections have begun cropping up with these wrinkle fillers. And just this past week, in the journal that I subscribe to, I'm sure all of you read Aesthetic Surgery Journal, there was a series of cases, three of these weird mycobacterial infections. You know, we know that organism because its cousin causes tuberculosis. This is a little different. This is a rapid infecting type of, you might call it TB, I suppose, but not really. It's a cousin to it. So here's what happened, Mike. It was in Oregon, you're right, and it was in one clinic, one plastic surgeon's office. And they had three of these infections in the course of a few months. And they're really very strange. So what do they do? The doctors contacted the company. This is Allergan, and their product was Juvederm. And they said, is there something wrong with your Juvederm? And it turns out there's nothing wrong with the Juvederm. There's something wrong with the technique that the doctors used, however.
So how do you protect yourself if you're a patient?
It's very difficult. You have to trust your doctor. But here's what happened. This became a mystery, Mike. It's like, what are those, NCIS, you know, those TV shows? They had to find out where these bizarre infections were coming from. And boy, it certainly was in Allergan's interest to prove that it wasn't their product. So they sent in people to the office of these doctors, and they cultured everything in the office. And you know where they found the organism, Mike?
On the doctor's cell phone.
Close. They found it in the tap water. In the tap water coming through the pipes in the office. And they did those sophisticated genetic tests, you know, DNA testing of this bacteria to prove that it was exactly the same one that caused the infections in three patients. So here's what the doctors were doing.
So he was washing his hands with this.
Well, worse. He was cleaning the skin with this tap water and using ice on the skin before the injections with this tap water. Now, Mike, we have to treat these fillers like surgery, not like just giving a flu shot. And the reason we have to treat it very seriously and clean the skin just like we do in the operating room is because these are not injections. These are placements of implants under the skin. And there's a huge difference because when we give a vaccination or we give a shot of morphine or something like that, that material is gone within minutes, maybe hours. But these materials stay around for a year. And because of that, if there's any bacteria that get involved in this material, on this or in this material, you can get an infection early or late. In these cases, Mike, The thing that was very interesting was this was this mycobacterium, and you and I know from medical school and our training that it takes months to get these mycobacterial infections. In this case, they were all between 14 and 18 days. So it was a very rapid infection. And the answer is doctors who do these injections should be cleaning the skin just like we do in the operating room. We talked about this last week with betadine or chlorhexidine, and using sterile gloves and a mask and treating it like surgery.
So when you inject a filler as opposed to give a infection. That filler stays in for a long time, so it can grow bacteria over longer periods of time, so you got to be extra careful. I'm actually surprised he wasn't using betadine. You even, as I remember, when you gave me a Botox injection we did for that Oprah radio show, you used betadine.
Well, actually, you know, with Botox, I use alcohol. However, with the fillers, I use either betadine or chlorhexidine. Because, again, there's a difference. Because, you know, the Botox is a true injection like a vaccine, and it's gone very quickly. But the filler is not. And by the way, Mike, in this particular case, boy, they exposed something that I consider to be pretty sinister in these patients. The first of the three patients, they took the syringe. The person did not need all of it. They put it in the refrigerator, and they went back and reinjected a few weeks later with the same syringe, allegedly in the same patient. We've talked about that before. I consider that to be gross malpractice because these injections don't have preservatives in them. So once you crack that syringe open, once you put take the little knob at the end of the syringe and put a needle on it, it's no longer sterile. So you use it immediately and you throw it out. And I know this is happening all over the country, and I think it's a huge problem. People are reusing these syringes, and you know, it's just terrible medical practice.
I agree. Now let's go to the second. So what do you do now? You're on the doctor's table, and you find out he's not got a mask on. And he's got gloves on, he's got a syringe. What do you do? And my saying is, yes, you get up if he doesn't have a mask on. You get up if he doesn't prep your skin with betadine. You say, I'm sorry. I insist on better infection control than this. What would you do?
What do you do as a patient? It's very tough because... You know, patients who are listening to this program, you know, you don't want to annoy your doctor, right? You want to be able to go back to a good doctor. But it's kind of like, Mike, when you go to a restaurant and you see they're making your sandwich and the guy sneezes on his hands and takes his hands and touches your turkey. What do you do? It's the same thing. I walk out and I never go to that restaurant again. So, you know, hopefully
Even more than doing that with a turkey, which is it's pretty gross, obviously, but I think you've got to do it with with your doc, because this is your life. I mean, the turkey, thank God, it goes through your intestinal acid and your intestinal bacteria, and the chances of it causing you real disease is small, but the chances of it causing you disease without appropriate cleaning of your skin is much greater.
Absolutely. But it really does put people in a bad position. You know, I just went, in preparation for the show today, I was doing a little research, and I went on one of those websites where patients ask doctors questions. And they asked this question, should you reuse a syringe of Juvederm or Restylane? And much to my amazement, Mike, many of the doctors who answered that question said, yeah, you could reuse a syringe, just put the patient name on, and we would recommend only using it within a couple weeks. Is that crazy? I couldn't keep my mouth shut. I put a note on this website, and I said, that's malpractice. You know, it's bad medicine. Don't do it.
When we come back, we're going to talk about milk thistle, and should you have it in your skin cream? Arthur believes yes. I say this may be BS. We'll come back in a few minutes on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Don't go away. We've got more for you and more exciting. And we have a real age tip of the week. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. I did in the first hour, but it's so good. I want to save the surprise for you. You, the Owner's Manual radio show. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.